You're listening to Business Stories with Ryan Arcaracci, where I speak to business professionals from all walks of life. Thanks for listening, and let's get to it.
Hey, good day, everybody. It's Ryan here with the Business Stories podcast. And, I'm talking to a lot of home service professionals these days. And I'm talking to today, Steve Paley with 1-800-PLUMBER+AIR. We're here to talk about Steve's journey in the franchise world, as well as educating the public and people listening about, you know, what to look for when you're hiring a home service professional, specifically in the plumbing and HVAC space. So, Steve, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Of course. So let's talk a little bit about your journey. You've got a history where you were, you know, you're working, you moved into franchise world. Talk to us about your background and how you made that decision there.
Yeah. So I technically have a background in construction management. Granted, I did not use it all that well, but I was in sales, construction sales, forklifts, different type of construction equipment for a little while. You know, as time went on, I'm from a family of entrepreneurs. So I said, all right, I think it's my turn. Yeah. And started to look at different businesses, different types of businesses. I knew I wanted to go the franchise route just because I didn't have that like key piece of owning a business knowledge. I wanted the assistance along with it. And was looking at home services, different businesses that would be recession resistant, if necessary. And so plumbing, granted, it is in the construction space, was a big interest for me. And I looked around at a couple of different ones, and 1-800-PLUMBER+AIR was one that caught my eye. And as I got to know the people with the franchisor, I really started to build a trust with them. And my decision was actually pretty easy as to, who to go with and to start the business.
And explain a little bit, let's dive into like that decision process. Like, what do you think were the factors that made you settle on this brand in particular of all the 3,000, 4,000 plus brands out there? Why this one?
There are, more brands than you could ever imagine. But right. My biggest thing was the support. I'm from a family that has always had family ran businesses. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to find something that felt like a family ran business, even with franchise support. And so, essentially they are a family, there's a couple brothers and everything else. And that's a whole nother story, but they passed that on me we're not just here to, basically tell you good luck. They're there to support me throughout the whole process, and they still support me, to this day. So,
yeah, that's great. So, as you started this business, and I think it's still pretty new for you, can you kind of walk us through what that first maybe three to six months was like? How was the support? What was the onboarding like? How did things go overall?
Yeah. So, the joke I'll make is it's essentially like riding a roller coaster with no lap bar. But that being said, the support was fantastic. There's whole, onboarding process, and I still talk to them weekly. One thing that I think is really cool, whether they want me to or not, is I feel like I can still call or text, people that I need to talk to. And I feel like with bigger franchisors, you may not get that. So it was intensive training, anything from business training to even technical training. Now, I did not have a lot of plumbing knowledge. Mm-hmm. And people, my friends would still call me and say, hey, I got this plumbing question. And I said, well, you better call a plumber. Mm-hmm. But now I feel like I actually can answer these questions. And even if I can't, walk them through a repair necessarily, I can point them in the right direction and definitely support them better than I could in the past.
Yeah. So talk to us about sort of the culture and the process with 1-800-PLUMBER+AIR. How are you guys, would you say you're different from the average, chucking a truck or somebody out there just doing this type of repair on their own or independent? How do you guys approach handling the issues that you find out there?
Yeah, so step one, and it's almost unbelievable but understandable, is we're going to answer the phone. It's so hard to get people to answer the phone these days, and
Right.
we're, you know, if we're not going to answer it, we're going to call you right back, and we're going to make sure we get back to you right away. So that's a really big thing, and our availability. I mean, we try and book within 24 hours if we can. You know, we understand that your home is your safe, is, you know, it's your safe place. And if something is out of whack, you know, it can definitely leave you feeling a little uneasy. So we want to take care of that for you as quickly as possible.
Yeah. So if we talk about homeowners, like what are the most common issues you see, and what's the most preventable, I guess, when it comes, we'll talk about plumbing and AC, but what's the most preventable thing you can do as a homeowner to prevent, you know, real issues from happening, or what are the common issues you see out there?
The biggest thing is really understanding that there is preventative maintenance. I personally, you know, I've owned a home for 5 years now, and when I first bought the home, I was like, all right, this is great. It's just going to work as it should, and I really don't have to do anything to it. And you know, that's just not necessarily true. Understanding the age of your home is super important. You know, we have here in Colombia houses from the early 1900s, you know, even older, and they come with old pipes. Now they've maybe been upgraded throughout the years, but you know, older types of materials will deteriorate over time. You know, it's just nothing's really built to last forever. So kind of understanding the age of your home, and you know, even budgeting. Like we have conversations with our customers of like, hey, you know, we understand today we may be doing this fix, but you know, 1 to 2 years from now, you may want to consider doing such and such. You know, if there's, you know, not to get too into it, but copper can, you know, age over the years, and it starts to soften as it ages. And so, if we see that there's soft copper in the home, we'll let them know. We'll show them. We take pictures and videos if we're, you know, in a crawl space, and just say, hey, here's what your crawl space looks like, and kind of here's what the next few years look like for you, and we don't want to scare them, but we want to be as honest as possible with them.
So, you know, what are some of the biggest problems you see out there? I mean, and I mean, you know, I'm assuming, you know, pipes bursting or cracked or something is going to
Sure.
cause flooding. Like, what are some things that you've seen that have been real problems? And I just want listeners to know, like, here, these are the things that are happening, and this is what you should probably do to get that checked first before it blows up into something bigger.
Yeah, so the you know, we're in Colombia, which is a warm weather climate, but you know, not this past winter, but the one before, we had this really big freeze. And what happened was is people's water lines were not necessarily insulated, because in the past, not always necessary, but they were freezing, and they were bursting. So there was it was actually right before I opened up, but you know, all across Colombia there was people, you know, plumbers were working 12, 15-hour days trying to fix everybody's houses, and there wasn't enough plumbers to fulfill the need, honestly. So just making sure everything's insulated properly is a really big one. And if there ever were a water leak, knowing how to shut the water off will be super important. You know, the faster you can get the water off, the less damage that will occur to your home. So a lot of newer houses, and you know, this goes back maybe even 15 years now, will have a localized shut off. So like mine is in my garage. You know, there's just a valve that shuts the water off to the house. If you don't have one, then you can always shut it off at the meter. You will most likely need a water meter key, which is just a big tool that you stick down in there and turn the water off. You know, they're maybe $40, $50 at Home Depot. It's not a bad idea to have one. Because $40, $50, even if it sounds like a lot, can save you a lot more in water damage. So just understanding how to turn the water off to your home, and we try to instruct. You know, even if we don't end up doing work for a customer or getting the job, whatever it may be, we still want to show you how to take care of your home.
So if it's an older home, you said with newer homes, you know, the shutoff valve is in the garage usually. Now, if it's a really old home, like some of the homes where you are, where is it? Like, is it outside? Is it, I mean, where do you find that?
There honestly may not even be one installed. You know, there wasn't really that think ahead back then.
Yeah.
So you're looking at the water meter. Now we encourage everyone to install one just because not everyone wants to run to the water meter and try and figure out how to shut it off from there.
Yeah.
So it's always a good idea to have one installed if not.
Yeah. Okay. And what about like the HVAC side? I mean, you're also doing a lot with air conditioning, is that right?
So we're mostly plumbing right now.
Plumbing? Okay.
Yeah, we just a little bit of HVAC. There's not too much that we do, but same thing with HVAC. I mean, routine maintenance is going to be super important. Those units are not cheap. Yeah. You know, they're far from it. So just making sure, like even changing your air filters in the home, you know, it's something that's really, really simple to do, and keeps your unit running, you know, longer. There's also basic cleanings that can be done to the units as well. You know, not, and there's maintenance contracts that you can set up where you almost set it and forget it, right? You know, they're going to come out and do the routine maintenance, and whether you're home or not, you know, obviously if you're home, we can show you a couple things. If not, we'll still take care of it and, you know, keep it running a little bit smoother.
What have you learned working with people like in this space? I mean, it just seems like with home services, a lot of people, they just don't know what they don't know, right? Like they're not well versed in their house. They don't understand their home really and how it works. So what have you kind of learned working with a lot of people in the public, you know, in this space? And what's some advice you can just generally give homeowners outside of what we talked about?
Yeah. So from my side of things is like, especially with my technicians, you know, they're pros. It's what they've done for a long time. So getting them to understand that homeowners may not understand or know what they consider to be simple things.
Right.
So definitely, you know, being patient and I think my guys do a really, really good job at explaining what kind of work they're going to be doing, why they need to do it and why it's important.
Yeah.
And just keeping it at a level where the homeowner can understand.
Right.
And then as far as, you know, from the homeowner side of things, I mean, owning a house is, this might be a weird comparison, but it's, you know, it's almost like a human body, right? You know, once a year, you generally go to the doctor, you get a checkup. Well, right. With your house, you want to make sure everything's running right. So, you know, we set up these maintenance programs that we can come out and just check over, make sure everything's running right. You know, your water heaters, whether it's tank or tankless, and we can kind of go through quickly what the differences are there. They both need to get cleaned. You know, you flush them out. So you get all the, you know, the water coming in, if you have city or well, is not always the cleanest water.
Mm-hmm.
And so the sediment will get trapped in the water heaters, and you want to make sure you flush that out to keep it running as long as possible.
I didn't even know you need to do that. I should probably check mine.
You know, one thing that I guess embarrassingly admitted at my, we call it the plumber university training, is when they brought it up, I said, oh, I didn't know that needed to be done.
Yeah.
I think I drew a look of concern, but you know, I was coming from, you know, your basic homeowner that really didn't know. And so, yeah, you need to get even tankless heaters, which are super efficient and newer technology. You still need to get them flushed annually.
So do you guys put together any sort of like educational programs for that are out there for the public, or do you just kind of teach as you go when you meet with your clientele?
It's more of a teach as you go. Yeah. You know, I actually kind of enjoy helping people understand their homes. That, you know more I know, the more I like to share, you know, especially, you know, my friends. You FaceTime me or call me all the time now. And I actually kind of enjoy talking them through it and just explaining why things do certain, you know, why they work certain ways and how to prevent and keep it running as really as efficient as it possibly could.
Yeah. I mean, looking on the website too, you guys have some good core values. It says you work on the nights and weekends, you're committed to arriving on time. I mean, would you say, are you finding yourself working a lot on the weekends and just kind of in an emergency situation? Do you have any examples or situations that kind of attest to that?
It's more of emergency situations. You know, we understand that not everybody is available, let's say 8 to 5 during the week.
Yeah.
and we're willing to work with homeowners to work with their schedules. My guys are really, I'd like to say, flexible. You know, they have kids at home and they, you know, little league practice and all that good stuff. And they're still, I try not to, you know, family life is super important, you know, work-life balance, but they're definitely willing to work a weekend if needed. So it's a bit of a balance, but we want to work with the homeowners and, you know, super important to have them feeling comfortable. So we do what we can for them.
Do you have any really good stories that stick out in your head of situations where things are really just, you come into a situation and you're like, oh my gosh, like, how am I going to handle this? And then it ended up working out. You fixed everything. I'm sure you've got some situations where you're just like, it feels like you're facing up against a mountain here with the problem. I mean, any stories or things you could talk about in terms of that?
You know, there's always a story for everything. You know, I guess I should say every homeowner has a story, and I understand not everybody has, I guess, as positive of a situation as others. So, you know, there was a scenario where, you know, a gentleman, his hot water heater broke, couldn't necessarily afford to fix it. It's just, you know, it is a big cost, and I understand that. We understand that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you work with them as best as possible. We discount it as much as we can. You know, if we have to work out internal payment plans, that's perfectly fine. You know, we're building a trust with the customer. So I trust them that they are going to hold up their end of the bargain, and we're going to do a fantastic job installing it for him, whether they can afford to pay it all right then and there, or if it takes 6 months, you know, we're still going to do the same job we would for someone that pays up front.
Right.
And, you know, there will be a point in time when the business grows where, you know, we may even run, you know, once a year or twice a year, whatever it is, if we're, you know, we're doing well and we're in the position to essentially do a free heater install for somebody in need. You know, it's something I really want to get into of it's not necessarily charity, but just, you know, helping people essentially. It's something that I really, really, you know, would love to get into hopefully in the near future.
Right. And are you guys pretty involved with the community where you live? Do you guys do a lot of community work or anything like that? Any philanthropic stuff or anything like that?
So I don't have my guys doing anything right now. There actually is, and I can plug them a little bit. I'm not involved with them just yet, but I love to play golf, and there's an organization called Range for Hope. And essentially what it is it helps bring, you know, military veterans and active military, a means to kind of relax and pick up the game of golf, which for me is not always relaxing. It's a little frustrating, but for others, it's yeah. a way to get outside and enjoy the weather and learn a new skill. You know, especially, post, military duty, it can be super beneficial. So I know the people that run it, and I want to volunteer with them and kind of give back and help, find people, you know, bring them enjoyment and something that I enjoy. So I think it'll be a really cool thing. And we're looking to get into that this year.
That's great. And, you know, before we wrap it up, can you share a little bit about the history of the brand too? You said it was started by two brothers. So were they just plumbers and they started a franchise? How did that all happen?
So the family, and I want to make sure I get this right or else I'll be getting a stern email. However, basically it was a brand. It existed. It was sort of franchised. This family came in and they saw the potential in the brand. So yep. they decided to take it over. They are, I believe, fourth generation plumbers. You know, their father had a plumbing company, a successful plumbing company, you know, before then. And so they learned the trade from the ground up, you know, working in vans, working in trucks, working on jobs. So they understand everything from the ground up. And they, you know, they're at a point now where they want to share their knowledge with others and grow the brand. And it really goes back to, you know, we have this principle in the company. It's the best principle, BEST. So becoming better, exceeding expectations, superior service and teamwork. And so they really do like they do a phenomenal job at explaining how we can implement that in our companies. And then, you know, obviously it's our responsibility to pass that on to our technicians and our office staff, you know, how to treat the customer as best as we can.
Yeah, that's great. And so how many locations are currently active now across the country?
Oof, it's hard to keep track because we've added, you know, I was maybe, I think I was the 19th or 20th state, somewhere in there. But we're up to, oh gosh, it's got to be 30 plus now. It's growing. You know, we're granted we're all individual owners, but you know, I still call different locations and we talk all the time about strategy and everybody's you know, pretty much team players. So we still bounce ideas off of each other, and it's great.
That's great. Steve Paley, thank you so much for being on the show. Any parting words or anything you can recommend to people out there listening to prevent some expensive or costly repairs in their plumbing or anything else? Anything you want to share with anybody before we sign off here?
Yeah, don't be afraid to befriend a plumber. We come in handy when you need us.
Yeah, get to know Steve if you're in the Columbia area or anywhere else. Look up 1-800-PLUMBER+AIR. It's a great brand, great company. Steve, I wish you the best. I don't think you need it, but you know, it's great what you're doing out there. Keep it up and let's keep in touch.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Did you enjoy this episode? I hope so. If you want to support the podcast, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/Ryan Says Thanks. Your support is appreciated. And hey, even if you don't buy me a coffee, I'm happy to have you listening. So keep it up, and thanks again.